My name's Steve Ostema, and I do work for Vinci. I am a data manager with Vinci Services, and I am one of the several data managers who, when you use our services, plow through our massive databases we have here at the VA and help you find the data that you need.
My name is Olga Ifimova. I'm a project manager and health science specialist in Vinci Services, and I'm point of contact for requester, and I have medical background and data background, so I can talk about medical questions and data questions for your request or for your project.
Okay, we'll start out with the overview slide here. We'll talk a little bit today about what Vinci is, the data that's available through Vinci Services, what services we provide, and as well as the research project life cycle. The objectives of today's lecture is just to kind of tell you what types of data assistance that we can give you, the requirements that will be required for each of the different services, and how to go about requesting services from Vinci. So with that, before we begin, we'll throw it back over to you, Rob, to do the questions.
Great, thank you. And that poll is up. Question being, what is your primary role in research? Please select one answer, answer options being investigator, study coordinator, programmer, statistician, and other. And if other is your choice, feel free to use the questions section to tell us what other means to you. And Olga and Steve, we have a little over 60% of your attendees having made their choices and cast their votes. So it usually levels off around 75 to 80%. So we'll give people a few more moments to make their choices. Things have leveled off, so I'm going to go ahead and close the poll, share out the results, and let you know that 11% of your viewing audience say that they are an investigator, 15% study coordinator, 22% programmer, another 22% statistician, and 30% say other. And we do have a couple answers as to what other means. IRB analyst, executive director of VA-affiliated nonprofit corporation, and that's it. Somebody telling me about an audio problem. So now we're back on your slides. Would you like to launch right into the next poll?
Yes. There you go.
And that poll is up. The question being, how often have you used Vinci services? Never used, one time, multiple times. This one's going a little bit faster than before, so I think we'll be able to close the poll momentarily. Just want to make sure that I give everybody enough time to make their choices. And it looks like I have, so I'm going to go ahead and close the poll, share out the results, and tell you, Steve and Olga, that 61% say they've never used Vinci Services, 24% say they've used Vinci Services one time, and 15% say multiple times. So I'm closing that poll, and I think we have a third?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to launch that. Right, Steve?
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you. And that question is, what types of services from Vinci have you used? Please select one. Never used. Is that correct? I'm sorry if it's not. Feasibility, patient list, data needs assessment, and multiple services. And answers are streaming in quickly, so we'll give people just a few more seconds to make their choices. Yes, it is. Those are the answer options you gave me. And yeah, we're up over 80%. So I'm going to go ahead and close the poll and share out the results. And 60% say never used. 6% say feasibility, another 6% patient list, 11% data needs assessment, and 17% multiple services. And somebody wrote in that multiple times equals had someone else pull the data for me. And now we're back on your slides.
Okay. Thanks so much, Rob. Well, sounds like we have quite a number of people who have never used Vinci Services before. So welcome, and we hope that this presentation really helps you out. Again, if you have any questions, I believe, Rob, that they are able to type questions in. Is that right? Near the end, we'll answer questions.
Absolutely, that's correct. Use the questions section of the GoToWebinar dashboard, and I will read the questions to you two at the end.
Okay, great. So we'll just go ahead and bounce right into the next slide here. Vinci is an acronym. It stands for VA Informatics and Computing Infrastructure. It is in a partnership between the VA Office of Information Technology and the Veterans Health Administration Office of Research and Development. Vinci includes a cluster of servers for hosting various databases, which are from select national VA data sources. Vinci has access to a very large amount of data here within the VA. We have more than 22 million patient records, includes inpatient, outpatient clinics, nursing homes, as well as non-VA medical centers. And what I mean by that is if, say, a patient wishes to go to a medical center that is not a VA center, they can, I guess, basically charge the VA for being seen there. So if the VA is charged, then we have access to that information. We call that fee basis. Most of our data comes from VISTA, which is the VA's health information system. It's basically the VA medical record, electronic medical record. But we do have access to other things as well, as like one of them is the Department of Defense information. Vinci Services comprises basically three main things. We have feasibilities, data needs assessments, and we also provide support for prospective study recruitment. So we call those patient lists, but basically it's to help you with your patient recruitment and enrollment into your studies. I'll talk first about feasibilities. Feasibilities basically provide aggregate counts for researchers. This is usually considered to be in a preparatory to research phase, and as such, you don't really need IRB approval for that. The basic idea is to help you to see if your study is feasible. We provide you with a cohort size and help you think about the structure of what would be your potential enrollment by looking at inclusion and exclusion criteria. Feasibilities cannot be used for publication, and as such, you don't really need any regulatory documents for it. As I said, we look at inclusion and exclusion criteria. We kind of help you dive into that and help you think about what it is that you're interested in researching. Is it a specific location? Are you looking at nationwide across all VA locations? Are you looking at specific time ranges or ever? Age, gender, other factors that are necessary. We look at diagnosis codes, both ICD-9 and ICD-10, CPT codes, lab tests, medications. We can break down by locations and time periods and ages, as well as other demographics. When you start a feasibility, we kind of help you decide how that criteria is going to be broken down. We do this through an Excel file, which we call an attrition table. And basically what we're doing is we're starting with inclusion criteria, and then from there we break it down to exclusion criteria. And this is what's called a funnel analysis, because like a funnel, you funnel out those who you don't want to include and funnel out your exclusions until you have a precise number. When we return your attrition table after going through the data, we'll have, if you see in the middle column there, it's called a query definition. And this is specifically what the data manager looks for within their queries within the database. And then we give you numbers as well so that you can see which inclusion items and what exclusion items are causing the most impact on how many patients you have remaining in your potential study. So feasibility, the process kind of looks like this. You make a request to Vinci at vinci@va.gov. Once we get your email, we go through it with you. We look and help create an attrition table, which we just went over. And then once you approve that, then Vinci Services, the data managers, will then create and run and look at code and provide you with numbers. And then when we deliver those results to you, if you have questions about that, you can get back to us. If you think, oh, maybe I should have included this along with my inclusion criteria, or I should exclude patients for this reason, we can go back and forth and kind of help you whittle through your numbers. Data needs assessments are another service that we provide. Vinci Services supports VA research by assisting customers who they basically just need to know where things are within the VA database, what data is available in the first place, and where that data can be found within the VA's massive database. We can help with data definitions and assist with completing DART applications, which we'll talk about a little bit more later. We'll help you find things within the CDW, which is the corporate data warehouse, which is where most of the Vinci data is stored, and assist you with any IRB protocols and help you with any of that preparation. Basically, it's kind of like a question and answer type of thing, to where you can say, hey, I have this question, how do I do this, or can you help me with this, and we can get back to you and help you.
Another service that Vinci Services team provides for VA researchers is support for recruiting lists for any prospective studies. It can be either a study with intervention, clinical trials, or it can be cohort studies, but I would like to highlight that it's a prospective study. For this type of service, you will need to fill out DART application, because this information will be on a patient level. Documents that you will need for a DART application, it's some documents that you will need in place before you start this application. It's a research study institutional review board, IRB, approval letter. You will need R&D, research and development committee approval letter. You need sample of informed consent that approved by IRB. Waiver of HIPAA, you will need HIPAA waiver, because we will work with patient information even before you will consent patient. You need your research protocol. And if you would like to get real social security number, you will need to fill out special form that calls request to real social security number access. And also a couple documents you will need to fill out that is specific for the DART application. It's a research request memo and CDW domain checklist. blank forms you can find in a website for the Dart. You can see here a link to this website and a couple documents from this list as a HIPAA waiver and request to a real social security number should be IRB approval. So when you start thinking about this process and you start working on your IRB protocol, please attach these documents to your protocol instead of going back, make an amendment. So think about from the beginning. This is link how you can access to the Dart application. Clicking on this link, you will start your Dart process. And in Vinci Central website, you can find words that you can describe this Vinci services in your IRB application. I would like to talk a little bit more about this Dart application specifically for the patient list. When you will start your Dart application, you will need to click Create New Request and select Research Data Access. You will have two options, Preparatory to Research and Research. Please select Research Data Access. First page in a Dart application will ask you about general information about your project, when it IRB expiration date, for how long you will need this project and IRB number. All this information should be matched with your IRB approval letter that you will need to upload to the Dart. Please make sure that you check yes for informed consent form and yes for HIPAA waiver. Next page is a page of participants who will see this patient list in a Vinci environment. Should it be, of course, PI, the same PI that will be in your IRB approval letter, and it could be a study coordinator or other team member that you would like to access to the patient list. You can see for the each person three column, it's notification, data access, and CAPRI access. Make sure that data access is checked, but for CAPRI access, if you would like Vinci services work only on a patient list for you for this project, you don't need to check it. If you plan to actively work on this project and check additional patient information on national level, you will need to check only in this case, you will need to check CAPRI access. Next page is the data sources that you need to select. First question, where this patient list will be stored. You will need to check Vinci, and for most of the projects that we are working with, the project team would like to download patient list to their local server. And for them, it will be easy to work with this patient list. So if you would like to use this option, please click both Vinci and other server location and provide address for this server. You will not transfer data outside of VA, and for identifiers, if you would like real social security, you need to click real social security number, but keep in mind that it will require additional paperwork. If you would like only last four digits, you will need to check scrambled SSN and no additional paperwork you will need to do for this option. And in requested data source, we recommend you to check CDW SQL format, CDW production domain. It will be enough to create patient list, but at least this option should be checked. Next page in a Dart application is a page where you download all these documents that I mentioned before. And this couple documents that you will fill out specifically for the Dart application. One is research request memo, and this is a summary of whole Dart application. Please check the same answer that you checked in your Dart application. Pay attention for the questions, the last question they will ask. Will the data be stored in Vinci environment? If you select both options, Vinci and local server, click here, please, both, and provide the same address that you provided in a Dart application. And then you will need to answer a few questions, but specifically for the patient list, we'll provide them some template of what you need to put there. You will need to say that this is a clinical trial, the aim of the study is or are, and that we are requesting list of patients meet inclusion-exclusion criteria, and please list this criteria with following patient information. If you will not provide this information, what you are interested in, we cannot give you this patient list. We need to know exactly what variables you are looking for, like a patient name, date of birth, social security number or last four digit address. You can ask some gender, any demographic information to be in this patient list. But you need to list, and we will provide only this information that you will request in research request memo. And you can say that patient list, if you select options to use your local server as well, you can say that patient list will be downloaded to the local server by using Vinci Secure Download tool and destroy after project completion. Another document that doesn't require any signatures, it's a CDW domain checklist. And these domains that we ask you to select for this domain checklist, so if you just use these domains, it's ready to be uploaded. As we work for feasibility, we ask you to provide inclusion and exclusion criteria for your project and specify some questions. For example, if you use diagnosis as a criteria, please provide us ICD codes. If it's a time more than last 4 years, please provide ICD 9 and 10 codes. If it's only last 4 years, ICD 10 codes will be enough. If you use procedure as a criteria, please provide ICD procedure codes or CPT codes related to this procedure. For the lab test, please provide exact range that you are looking for, not like 3 times more than normal. Each lab has very various normal range, so we ask exact number and unit that you are interested in. If you would like to use medications as a criteria, please provide list of all names, generic and brand names for this medication. One of criteria that can be very useful for the clinical trials, it's a distance from current patient address to VA medical center. And we can calculate this as well. We use structured data to provide this information. We don't usually work with patient notes looking by keywords, because in this case we cannot trust information that we will have, because using just keywords will go out of context and it will be not very clean information. It can be a lot of false positive results. Patient list, as I mentioned, you can send us list of deliverable variables that you are looking for, and we will provide all of them, but we will not provide whole problem list or whole list of current medications. What we can do If you have some specific diagnosis of interest, we can say yes or no. And the same of for medications. If you are looking for some specific medication that patient have, we can say yes or no, but not whole problem list or not whole list of current medications. When patient list will be ready, result will be sent, will be saved in your research folder in Vinci environment as Excel file, and we will send you email with instruction how to access this research folder and its extract instruction how to download file to your local server. We can create patient list one time, we can create it on a regular basis, for example, monthly, or we can create patient list by demand. If your project a multi-central project, we will prefer to contact with only one coordinator, then we'll distribute this patient list to all sites in this project instead of contacting to each separate site. This is a good idea, we think, that while you're working on your regulatory documents, we can conduct feasibility count for the patient list that you will know what potentially number of patients you can see in a patient list, and you have time to play with criteria, to modify criteria to make this cohort wider or more narrow. This is flow chart how whole process for the patient list is work. So we recommend first conduct feasibility, and based on this feasibility result, you can create your regulatory documents, and then we will work with you on attrition table for the patient list and create, review, deliver patient list to you, and you can back to us to ask some modify criteria or add some deliverable variables, but if you would like to add deliverable variables, you should make an amendment to the DART to list these additional variables there. This slide shows in general where how Vinci Services team can help you in your research process. So when you will decide to start your research and you have research idea, we can help you with first feasibility to help you to understand your cohort size and structure and if this data is visible in a VA database, and we can answer some DNA questions and, as I said, conduct feasibility. If you like this result and you decide to use this result for your grant application, Vinci Services team can help you with some parts of your regulatory process, and you can send questions to us in frame of data need assessment service. Also, we can assist you to fill out DART application, and when you will be ready to work with your data, we either, if it's a prospective project, we can help you with patient list, or if it's a retrospective project, maybe during the this project you will have additional question about data, you will need additional data, you will need help with your code, or any question that related to your project, you can send to us, and we will try to help you with this. So, summarize our presentation. We talked today about services that Vinci team can provide to the VA researchers. Is it feasibility that help you to understand cohort size and structure? No regulatory document required for this service, but result of this service you cannot use for publication. Data need assessment service. This is why you, while you send us questions about data availability, data location, or need assistance with your regulatory process. And last service that we talk about, it's a patient list. That list of patients that meet criteria for IRB-approved prospective study. And we can help with DART application for this study. And it can be created not one time, but on a regular basis. When you're ready to send us request, please send us send request by vinci@va.gov and specify what type of request you sent in a subject. It's a feasibility or data need assessment or patient list. We appreciate your feedback. It helps us to improve our work. Please, when you will receive this slide, click here to provide feedback for us. And we are ready for your questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Olga. Thanks, Steve. We do have a few questions queued up. But let me take the opportunity to let your audience members know, if you have a question you'd like to ask, use the question section of the GoToWebinar dashboard. You can even pull it out by grabbing onto the gray portion where it says questions. You can pull that out into a different part of your monitor and expand it so that you can see what you're typing. So the first question, this person would like to know, what is CAPRI? I explained that it what it stood for, but I think you could probably provide more detail than I can.
CAPRI system, it's type of CPRS system, but on nation level, where you can access to all patient notes and all patient information. It's easy to explain that it's a comparable to CPRS system, how you can check all these patient notes.
Thank you. This other question, the person asks, can patients be sorted by service connection, i.e. service connected for PTSD?
Yes, they can.
Thank you. To the person who just wrote in about an IRB approval, I'm sorry, I do not have the technology to allow attendees to be heard. I'll do my best to read your question if it's long. At this time, we have no other questions, so if you go ahead and start typing, we could probably get it in. Strangely, for a Vinci session, we don't have a lot of questions today, Steve and Olga. Maybe to see if people take the chance to write in a question, why don't I give you an opportunity to make closing comments or expand on anything that you think maybe you glossed over, anything like that?
And if you have any questions later, you can send these questions to vinci@va.gov and it will come to us and we will try at least to answer these questions or conduct requests that you will send us.
Okay. We did get another. Go ahead.
No, that's right. If you are interested in doing research at the VA, I would highly suggest using Vinci services, especially if you are doing prospective studies. Just the enrollment process alone is a daunting task. And if you've ever done research before, especially prospective research, you know how hard it is to find patients and then go about enrolling them. And I think what's great about Vinci services is we can provide you with a patient list with a turnaround time that is, you know, only a few days to a few weeks long, as opposed to taking months of on your own time of trying to find patients. And then not only that, but we can provide you with, you know, addresses and phone numbers and as well as upcoming appointments so that you can contact those patients and try to enroll them in your study.
Thanks, Steve. The person who had a question about IRB approval managed to get the question in. So here it is. Does Vinci require IRB approval for amendments to initial protocol and adding new personnel access. We've had some problems at my facility with access being granted without IRB approval or new data access being accessed without prior IRB approval.
To have access to the data or to receive patient list, yes, it's impossible to submit DART application without IRB. So anyway, you will need IRB. So it's a different requirement on a different location for the IRB. At least I know for when we work with our local IRB, they don't require everybody list by names. It can be by role. In this case, you can add to the DART application people who will meet this role. So, but anyway, for everybody who will need to access data, they need to submit DART application. To submit DART application, you need IRB. So it's no way. Okay, it's the other way. So if you conduct an operational project, it means quality improvement project. It's another type of submitting, and you don't need IRB for quality improvement project. This is just two ways to access data.
Thank you. This person writes, so a request for patient list for recruitment is done via email. I thought DART request was needed.
Yes, for the patient list, DART is necessary. But when you will work on your DART application, please contact us that everything will be done in correct way from the beginning, that you will not need to make any amendments. We can do it together. And as I mentioned, while you're working on your DART application, we already can start work on attrition table to just clarify criteria. It will be faster process and easy.
Thank you. This is the last question we have at this time. How do we request information regarding service-connected veterans? How do we submit that request?
For the research project, if it's a research project that was DART approval project, retrospective project, you will communicate with your provisioning data manager. If it's for feasibility project, just send us this criteria and we will work on it.
We would just include that as part of the inclusion criteria. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. As I stated a moment ago, that was the final question we have at this time. I know that I gave you opportunity to make comments a moment ago. Do either of you have, another question came in? Pardon me. Give me a moment and I'll ask that. What is the most effective way to get ICD-10 and ICD-9?
It's a lot of, if it's a lot of online sources, or if you can contact your coding and billing department for some specific questions. Usually we're asking requester to provide ICD codes for the condition that they would like us to check.
Thank you. That was the final question we have at this time. Do either of you have any other closing comments you'd like to make before we close the webinar?
No, thank you.
No, I think we're good.
I would like to say thank you everybody who listened and asked questions and who will work with us in the past and who will work with us in future.
Well, Steve Ostema and Olga Efimova, thank you once again for preparing and presenting today. If people you'd like to get in touch with either of these people or somebody at their team, the email is vinci@va.gov. There it is on the screen.